balance of nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I am 73. I work 40 hours a week. I take balance of nature pretty much religiously. One day, about 2 weeks ago, I cleaned a house that was 3.5 hours, another one that was 2.5 hours, another one that was 3.5 hours, and then I cleaned a commercial building and then cleaned half of another building. I got home at 10 o'clock at night. And who can do that at 73? Balance of nature actually gives me quite a bit of energy. It's just amazing that fruits and vegetables could actually fix your problems. I don't have to have like coffee and whatever. I just take these and I have the energy.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Kate.
This just in. Stupidity has taken over the world. Oh, not the normal kind of stupid. The advanced kind. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Americans yearn to explore life's deepest truths and to say their entertainment or their idea of entertainment is sex and violence and crime is an insult to their goodness and intelligence. We are people who believe love can triumph over hate, creativity over destruction, and hope over despair. And that's why so many millions hunger for God's good news. I've always believed that each of us put here for a reason, that there is a plan, somehow a divine plan for all of us. And I know now that whatever days are left to me belong to Him. I also believe this blessed land was set apart in a very special way.
Show. How are you guys? I've got Uncle Milty with me.
Hello.
Hi. What are your thoughts? What are you thinking right now? That's what I want to know.
What I'm thinking right now is that he was really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I have never followed Q. Mm-hmm. I've said that many times. I've mm-hmm. never followed Q.
Mm-hmm.
But based on what he has said, mm-hmm. He's made a lot of videos.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who's in the video, mm-hmm. but there's a lot of videos he's made. So I'm going to go back and watch them. I'm going to spend some time to go back into history here on this guy and see where he's really coming from and if there's been any consistency through all of this. He talked a lot and said a lot without saying
mm-hmm.
anything.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. And smooth as silk.
Uh-huh. Here's where I jump off. When we think that the president, who is not recognized as the president, is going to use the presidency to do anything from tomorrow until April, I'm not sure why anyone would believe that. I mean, you're not president. How do you use the authority? So his reaction to that was, you get your executive order out. But the problem is that he does, you know, once he leaves office, that isn't in play. That can be null and void. That can be taken out. Like, I mean, there's no thing that keeps you alive in that presidency. So I'd have to say there were numerous things that I could say right now, but I'm going to leave it at that. I think a lot of things have been said. Why don't I take a caller? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I live in a little landlocked island,
uh-huh.
the high desert.
Uh-huh.
I call it home.
Okay.
And nothing's going to change here. Yeah. There's nothing new under the sun.
Nope. Same old stuff. Yep. Thank you. Really appreciate the call. That's a great point, actually, and one we've been kind of saying all week long, that things are already here and they've been here for a long time. And now we're just realizing they're not as camouflaged anymore. And I do think that, I think that the stringing along of people has very much hurt people. Although I don't have the same view that it has kept people complacent, I think it had people becoming more engaged with what was going on this whole time. In fact, all I've seen are more people waking up to all kinds of the conspiracies going on within government. But I do think that the stringing along had its purpose, and I don't think that purpose favors the American citizen. And yeah, anyway, that's kind of where I stand with that.
Well, I think April Fool's Day is going to have a big meaning for a lot of different people.
It could.
Yeah.
And so this is why I invite all kinds of different, people on the show to express why they have come to the conclusions they've come. Because I think if media did this all the way around, we would be able to critically think about things in different ways. And,
exactly.
And so far, all they've ever told us is their opinion. And I try not to do that. I try to give people their say. I try to get, you know, it's like I want to know why you think the way you think.
Right.
You know, I want to know what's behind that.
Absolutely.
I think that's such a great thing, actually, that we should all be doing. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, I think the main problem with what we're saying on what the main issue was is if you put things out there that are so conspiratorial or, mm-hmm. you know, outlandish, A, you need to have proof. But when you have this many people that actually believe, and I know, I guess this is the guy that many of my friends have been listening to,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of the things they say, you know, I disagree with you guys on a lot of this conspiratorial stuff, but I do give you, I'm now saying, okay, there might be a point to some of it, but you do have, you know, I'm not dismissing it 100%,
mm-hmm.
but when you go out there are people that are still convinced, I guess he said April 1st,
mm-hmm.
he's going to remain in office. There's still people now that are convinced
yep.
something's going to happen between now and tomorrow. And these people, when you get people's hopes up,
mm-hmm.
then it is dangerous. It is very much destructive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it could tear the party apart because they're not only believing this stuff, but then they're also believing that some of like the Mike Pences and these people are part of this conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they not only believe that he's part of the conspiracy, but he's part of the Nancy Pelosi and Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton cabal
mm-hmm.
that went over to that island and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he hasn't really been right on too many things. And the one thing he was saying that didn't make sense to me, and I missed about a half hour,
mm-hmm.
His last half hour, but did anybody ask him if Joe Biden ends up being caught up in this or whatever he thinks is going to happen, why would Donald Trump be put back in office? Wouldn't it go to Kamala Harris, or did he say she's involved too?
Yeah, in fact, that's a great question. I'm going to agree with you on that. Yes, you're right.
So we've got a new administration.
Yep.
Something
right
happens to Joe Biden,
yep.
he's out.
Yep.
It goes
you're
to
right.
Kamala. It doesn't go back to Trump.
I know. The person that
that's
didn't
insane.
Get the election, they're gone. They're done. I totally understand that.
But he did say yep. at the very start of the interview that this is not about a civil war. It's about a revolution.
Mm-hmm.
And from a revolutionary standpoint, what he's saying is in a way possible.
Well, he's under the feeling that because of that 2018 executive order, that Trump stays in power, even though we fakely install Biden. But I don't agree yeah. with that. I agree that once Biden is in, he is president. And I do think that this has been a trap for a lot of people to believe in this wholeheartedly, where they're still going to be strung along. So I have a lot of feelings about this, actually, but
well,
I do appreciate your thoughts.
And I have a yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
I was just saying, I have a big problem with it because when people, mm-hmm. very smart people of mine have been talking about this executive order
yes.
since probably 2 days after the election.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And that it was part of it. They thought other things were going to happen,
uh-huh.
all the other things not happen.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I totally understand.
So they lose credibility. You really lose credibility when you say these things.
We're not. And, we're not losing credibility. Yeah. We're trying to tell you all the information that's out there.
I'm not saying
the
you,
person
I'm saying,
doing.
I have a lot of friends that have lost a lot of credibility because they've been certain that everything this guy's saying is going to happen, and they've been stating that executive order.
Okay.
They've been talking about the flights in and out of Guantanamo Bay.
Right.
You've probably been hearing that for
Oh yeah.
So
I've heard
they've lost credibility.
Okay.
They've been absolutely sure.
We'll address that.
Yep.
There's no question.
We'll address that. Thank you. There has been a lot of certainty amongst the rumors, and this has been going on for 3 years. And I've said on the show numerous times, I do think that in the very beginning, there was a lot of validity to some of the things that that even Q was getting people to think about, but possibly it could have been hijacked in 2017, very, very early on. I've said this numerous times on the show over the course of a year, but go ahead, Uncle Matty.
Well, I do have to say that I think never before in our history, in modern times history, has there been a situation where so many people were behind someone like they were behind President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So they wanted to believe these things. They wanted them to be true.
Right. And here's the deal. You saw a lot of people turn at the last moment against Trump. Okay. You saw that visually. That's a fact. I mean, you saw them fold. Okay. Like folding chairs. Yep. You saw it. And so here's the deal. To me, that caller talked about the party. I hope the parties come down. The parties have done nothing but deliver yes men. And I hope that we can recognize that at least. So I don't agree with him on the parties. I'm not here to uphold a party that puts in yes men from every single race all the way up and supports the yes men that have absolutely just opened the door for the looters, so to speak. So I'm not, and made a lot of stuff happen, not just opened the door, but actually put through bills that have harmed our freedom. So, okay, so there's that. Shove that aside. The rest of this, when you say give people hope, people can hope in all kinds of different ways to hope that something would happen to the criminals. And wouldn't we all hope that that would happen?
Yes.
Where the only way that this could have hurt people is if they just only counted on that and did nothing else. But you know what I saw? I didn't see that. So when people say, well, this is the fallout of what happened. No. In fact, I saw people get more into and researching what's been going on. For somebody in this day and age to stand there and say, well, I don't believe in most of these conspiracies, I'm sorry, but go into any century and I will point out all the conspiracies of the deep state to you in trying to take over power from those that they had propped up in power. This is ages old. This has been going on since the dawn of time. So if you're brand new and you think, oh, I don't believe in conspiracies, then you're saying, I don't even believe in Satan. I don't believe that anyone wants to do harm to our free agency and our liberty. Give me a break. Do you really believe that? I mean, conspiracies between parties, between things, between people have been going on since the dawn of freaking time. Wake up, please. And there is a conspiracy afoot here, yes, because we all know that this was fraudulently stolen. And if people are going to go, well, I don't believe in the conspiracy, wake up. Wake the heck up. But I also don't like to be lulled into a state of it's going to happen, but it's so big and deep. Just hang on. No. This, I'm sorry, but at some point you have to give up the information that keeps telling you to hang on. Okay. And I do think that this would be a grand moment to finally go, that is not going to happen. Okay. I would always say I'd bet on Trump, but last Wednesday or 2 weeks ago Wednesday, when that all fell, you know, all the fallout from the Electoral College, then it was like, ooh.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Of course you can call up. I knew you were going to ask me. Of course. We'd love to have your phone call. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. REM, it's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine. That song actually goes to a lot of different things. Number one, the communism train is not arriving on tomorrow, and it has been here. It has been here the entire time, and now it's just not afraid to show it who it is. Okay, it's just not afraid. It's just not going to camouflage itself. And the other thing is, the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine because I know most of you do. Please don't take the gene therapy shot. That's what they should be calling it because that's what it is. The insert itself doesn't even say that it will prevent COVID because it can't say that. It can't say that because there's no COVID in it. I feel fine because because I know that only 1.4% of our nation, only 1% of our nation, can they even, with all their conjured up lies, say died from this? And that's with the people that died in car accidents, too, that they claim have COVID that never come off the list. We have a sincere need to reach through the crap fest that we witness to get to the truth. How do you identify truth? How do you do it? Let me share with you something, and then I'll take some of your calls. I was looking at the sheer volume of media that has been coming out through Netflix, which is partly owned by the Obamas, and all of these really, really corrupt sort of anti-Christian, anti-freedom kind of people. And I look and see what kind of shows they're putting out, because the shows can give you kind of this new sort of, you know, they love to propagandize through movies. And so all the series that are the most popular right now on Netflix is very interesting if you've been paying attention, because we're doing more at home watching than we ever have. Okay. In the history of ever, because people won't go to the movies because they act like they're going to die of the cooties. So here's the deal. They have been doing 17th century, 18th century. If you'll notice, a lot of the shows are set in this time period. I've been watching The Musketeers. Okay. Great show. But it doesn't mean that their propaganda doesn't seep in. Mm-hmm. I was watching the show Bridgerton, and there's some soft core stuff in there too that I would not advise watching this show at all. And even just me watching the first episode was enough for me. Shondaland, which is the creator of Grey's Anatomy, started putting all these started changing history. She wanted to make sure that people thought that the queen at that time was had a line back to Black America. So she wanted to go in and write her own history that half the people that were in royalty at the time were Black. Okay. Now, that's not truthful. But in her mind, she said, I can do what I want. It's my series. So they're making interracial marriage like the thing of the day, like it's amazing, and everyone was for it, and everyone thought it was so great, and that half of all royalty was Black. Now, this has nothing to do with Black America. What it has to do is the rewriting of history. And so these shows are just astounding in their popularity to rewrite history so that they could absolutely rewrite history. The show The Spanish Princess. Here is the biggest defender, Catherine of Aragon, the biggest defender of the Catholic faith that you've ever seen, right, in history. I mean, she was the defender, okay? Spanish princess goes over to be the Queen of England, married to Henry VIII, okay? Here's the deal, though. There is a scene in there where she is saying she secretly loves Islam as much as she loves the Catholic Church, and this is why she eats on the floor, and this is why she likes a lot of their customs, and that her first husband, Arthur, who died after 5 months of marriage, so she married his brother, that he needed to know both sides of her. I'm sorry. That is the biggest load of crap that I've heard. This is the kind of propaganda. And this, how do you field your way through all this stuff?
Well, you just either have to kind of ignore it or admit that time travel is possible and people have gone back to find this stuff out.
And so I was reading some articles on the creators of this, and so many of them are feminists, which totally you understand as you watch some of this.
That's right.
And it's all about putting feminism and all of these, the systematic racism. In fact, even Musketeers calls out and you would have never had somebody in that century go, you're not being politically correct. I mean, come on. This is insanity. Well, hold on, caller.
I remember, you know, everything's like that, though.
God.
I remember
our
when
poor youth.
Television commercials started including blacks in every family.
Right.
Like every family has a black person.
Well, right now,
that's not true.
Every white man in America is married to a black person, or every black man's married to a white woman.
Right.
And every family is interracial right now. That isn't the truth of what's going on.
Not even close.
And it has nothing to say with me disparaging anybody.
No.
I'm just saying, at least tell the truth about what America is and isn't.
Blacks
and
don't like that any more than,
I know, they don't
like to be portrayed that way either.
We just have to be so careful of what we're viewing. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. Hi,
Uncle
Milton.
Hi there. Go right ahead.
So thanks for highlighting the problem that we have in America. And honestly, that is that people have become so caught up with being entertained that they have become lazy and lackadaisical, and they do not think things through. They just believe it's on TV, so it must be true. So that's a problem. In fact, back in 2012, when my kids were little, we actually got to the point where we couldn't take TV anymore, and we removed all the TVs from our house.
Oh, good for you.
We've allowed it to come back in a little bit, and I actually have found, not that I'm plugging it or anything, but it's been very fascinating, a service called Curiosity Stream.
Curiosity Stream.
Curiosity Stream.
Okay.
And it's like $12 a year, and you get to learn things about space, about history that are not
propagandized,
and are not construed, you know, misconstrued to twist it so that it's okay for now, politically correct now.
Mm-hmm.
And so that has really been a help in our household.
Okay.
Wanted to share one thing just really quick.
Mm-hmm.
As I've been speaking with friends that I have that are doctors, with the research that they have been doing into the COVID, you know, biological warfare shot, they've actually seen where in a lot of the different papers, it's sterilizing people. And so that's just something, another side effect, whether or not it was planned, that, you know, goes right along with everything that you talk about.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Really appreciate it. There's a lot of scary stuff. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Different papers.
Oh, there we go. Hi. Okay.
No, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have been talking about how laughable it is, the lies they've been telling to adults. How many of your listeners out there can actually say that they've watched any child programming?
Right. Yeah, you're right.
They're doing the same darn thing
they are.
To kids. And we're talking about kids who are... The parent, mom wants to shut the kid up from crying. The kid's a year and a half old. She puts on something. It's the same dumb ads to get them used to interracial stuff and to eating garbage and you name it, and to communism. That's just the ads.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing.
They're all warped.
Here's the deal.
I'm not talking about us because we got ourselves figured out, kind of, don't we?
Right.
But your kids, when you indoctrinate them that young.
Sure.
It sticks with them.
Yeah.
It turns them into these college-age nuts that 10 years ago were singing, Obama's going to save the world in class. Remember those videos?
Oh, I remember the song. It stuck. Thank you for that.
Yeah, it was in videos. Teachers were smiling, showing how the whole class was singing it. They were brainwashing these 10-year-olds.
Oh,
these kids are in college.
Oh.
Their minds are gone.
I hear you. Thank you for that. I really appreciate the call. There's so much propaganda. And the thing is I'm all for somebody marrying somebody they love. I'm not against interracial marriage. But when you paint America as being solely interracial marriages, then we have a problem, because then we have a lie, because that's not true. Look around you. So it's the fakery of putting things up to showcase who we are and what we believe in, behind commercials, behind dramas, behind all of this stuff. Because in my head, I seriously was wondering why the top 10 on Netflix is 16th, the 17th century medieval time. Why the need to go here? And I mean go here, like as far as in as many series as they can spin out. Why are these so popular? Well, a lot of people will say, well, they're dramatizing them. No, they seek to change history in these series. They want to. They want you to come away thinking something you don't think. And this is why they're so heavily now going into history rather than coming up with a lot more of the, we still have the future ones that come out, the sci-fi. But if you'll notice, man, they are delving into this hardcore and they're making complete series so they can keep adding series after series, not just a movie. I mean, the serious series doctrination that we would expect to see from this. That's dangerous.
It is, but they discovered, and I think it was, I would say in the mid-70s,
right,
they discovered that the best way to propagandize people is to change history.
Yes. And the other one is this. A lot of people have been told a lot of things. And the hard part is knowing what's true anymore. And I understand where people are at. You don't know what's true. You don't know what to trust. You don't know what information's going to what person that you trust. You don't know anymore. And this is where our skills need to be sharpened more than ever. Does something in your gut question and is confused? Because we know where confusion comes from. Is something strange when you hear something that's been altered? When you're fed information that you just know could not happen or isn't true? And I remember yesterday talking about the executive orders. Well, and there have been really strange things that have been going on the last 2 weeks, but that doesn't always mean what we think it means. And it doesn't always translate into what we think. We only have the information we have, right? And so, when you see a series of executive orders that seems strange, go look in context to what other people did too in their last 2 weeks. And you get a little bit more of a firm grasp of what's going on. You can easily put pieces together that point to something that you've been told it points to. And I know this because after doing this every day, people go, how do you do this every day? Do you get that question a lot? How do you do this every day?
Yep.
Well, actually, it's become a little easier in some respects because it's easier to kind of blow through the junk. I mean, you start to see it with red flags, the claims, there's stuff that jumps out at you, right?
There is, but on the other hand, I find it more difficult in some ways.
Like the numerology thing, okay? We know that the occult uses numerology. Well, then why do people of God believe in that? So when you're telling me that the cult goes by this, then I start to think, do you too? I mean, are you thinking that numerology is the answer to I can pick a date out of anything and follow it. I mean, I can say that points to anything I want it to point to. This number 3 and this number 7 and this number here and this number there is everything I want it to be. And that's why you could point to anything. So you have to be so careful in the situation. I know numerology exists and I know that there could even be some truth to it. Who knows? But I don't follow it and believe in it hook, line, and sinker either.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
What I hate is a statesman speaking out of both sides of his mouth. What I hate is a war still going on down in the South. And what I live for is a chance to change a little bit of it all. What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all.
Boy. So interesting,
what
this song.
I hate is
isn't it? Mm-hmm. Do you know that Merle Haggard, who died in 2016, released this in 2011 under the Obama regime? And a lot of this was about Obama, you know, and his cronies. Very interesting song all the way through, if you've ever listened to it, called What I Hate by Merle Haggard. I welcome you back to the show. I will take your calls. Happy to hear from you. And, you know, when I'm talking about all these things, I just hope we're shedding some light where it needs to be shed. When the things went down on January 6th, the way they went down, I think the writing was on the wall that even though things don't make sense, and like you were talking about, he hasn't even, or like Juan Osei, I'm sorry, he hasn't conceded the election yet.
Right.
Okay. So there are pieces that can't be explained, but the overall picture of thinking that, and honestly, while Trump was in office, there should have been more declassifications and more arrests made while he was in office and had the power to do it. When that doesn't happen, then that writing is on the wall too. So it's hard to ignore, isn't it? And so any fantasy anyone has going forward about April 1st, yeah. Anyway, I wanted to bring that up because I feel it's important to address all the things said on the show and how I feel about them, how you feel about them, and you can take it for what it's worth. I know you have your own thoughts and feelings, and so I just wanted to put that out there. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Kate, I have listened with great interest and shared a lot of your shows with friends, particularly because you've had so much optimism with regards to Trump. Success.
Yeah.
And
I
wondered how you're feeling now and, and did I read you wrong?
Oh no, you read me right.
In
fact,
pull this off?
No,
okay,
I'll take you off the air, I'll answer that.
Sure.
It's a great question. I did have a lot of faith in him because I thought there might be something that he can do. Okay. Maybe some of this would play out because there were a lot of pieces that you can't explain. As of January 6th, though, when they turned that into a false flag event with Antifa marching in, and we weren't, and they basically bullied everyone behind the scenes, or maybe they weren't bullied at all, and they knew this was going down, and they weren't ever going to be, you know, have any of those objections raised. Truly, everybody was then silent about everything. Okay, when that happened. That was a moment that it was like, well, maybe not too much is going to happen in favor of even arrests or things happening or going down. I've looked and analyzed at all this information all throughout this whole entire thing. And I've tried to give you all my thoughts as it's happening throughout the time that it's happening. And I actually thought for sure that I wouldn't bet against Trump because Trump usually has a way of kind of understanding how to work with the people he's working with.
Yep.
At the same time, I think the power that they've obtained through the fraudulent election has given them and the power of the press has given them on this other side this huge amount of momentum. Okay. And so I've always said, too, on the show that we've been focusing on the wrong thing. And I've been saying this for how long? A long time, before this election even, that we've been focusing, and in the last 4 years, been focusing on the wrong thing. And that is we're focused on the bow on the package, which is the presidential situation, and not the rest of the package. So all along, what you're calling my optimism for Trump was not necessarily for Trump as much as it was the optimism that the bad guy wouldn't get everything they wanted, okay? All right. With that being said, if you were to change out, let's just say I had optimism for Trump and everything were to go the way I thought it was going to go. The problem is that we still haven't fixed the problem of voting for these idiots, of putting these people in office to represent us, of believing they're going to do the job they say they're going to do when we're handed years and years and decades of excuses. Okay? That's the package. Regardless of who sits in the presidency, the package is the most important thing because this is all of our judicial, our Senate, and our Congress. And all of that is corrupt. So at the end of the day, as I've said many times on this show, go back into the archive. It doesn't even really truly matter who is sitting in the presidency if the most influential branches and the most powerful branches are all corrupt. It just doesn't matter. So I've never put all my faith into Trump succeeding, whatever that is supposed to mean, because I can't. It has nothing to do with Trump, really, at the end of the day. No. But he was one renegade voice that could have brought up some things or made some arrests, but even that wouldn't have helped the entire complete package being rotten.
Well, the other thing is the executive branch is not just the president.
Right.
You can't replace the president and take all the corruption out of the executive branch any more than you can get rid of one senator and relieve the Senate's corruption.
Yeah. See, we've all been hoping for a movie ending. And the reason we hope for a movie ending is because that's what we've watched our whole lives is movies where it looks like it's over and the good guy swoops in to win.
Yep.
Okay. But that's our level of propaganda that we've received as people that gives us that idea. And it is deflating to look at how much power they've amassed through decades. Because you have to remember that Trump signed all those bills. He signed all of their spending bills. As much as he could stand up for in being pro-life and all these other things, he did. But he couldn't have done all of it. I wouldn't have expected him to. So we're kind of looking at the problem in a very flawed way. And we're putting it all on, did you believe Trump would do it or not? No, that is not what we should be looking at. What we should be looking at, how do we fix us to then fix who we put as our representation in Congress? Because we still have a constitution. We still have that. It's still alive and well. They're ignoring it, but it's still there. And so it's our judicial that we have to fix. It's our Senate that we have to fix. It's our Congress, because you just saw all of them betray you, the American, because they wanted to let this fraud happen. They know it's fraudulent. The reason that they're not standing up, and I told this to somebody off the air the other day, is because their elections are in too. They are in question. And they know it.
Yep.
And if they put any attention on it whatsoever, people are going to find out that their congressman, their senator, all of these positions, most of them were fraudulent.
Yeah, if you think it was just the president that got taken in this election,
So for some reason, we want to think that if Trump can just go do all the work and he could get rid of all the bad guys and get him to Guantanamo, that our nation would be saved. But we still have a nation of idiots that put these people there by choice. Nobody had a gun to their head. And we let a fraudulent system play up, right? Play into this for decades, for over, well, now two decades. So, and beyond that, because we've known fraud has existed since the dawn of time in elections. But we know that. So this isn't new. The fraudulent election right now isn't new. It's just more obvious. So that's why it's a loaded question to say, are you optimistic about Trump? That's a loaded question with a very loaded answer, because it's not just one answer. And it really, at the end of the day, has nothing to do with Trump. Has everything to do with, do we allow the bad guys? Good guys can rise through the ranks. How outnumbered are they? And right now, it doesn't look good for our country. So that's why.
You know, we also hear a lot of people say that we may never have another real election.
Yeah.
However, let's not forget, elections are controlled by the states, not the feds.
Right.
So if the states make laws that say we're going back to paper ballots and we're going to wait as long as it takes to count each and every one of them and have a trail to follow, then the elections could be real again.
Right. And what you're saying, too, is this, and I think this is probably going to dial down what I've been saying and what you've been saying. We're looking at this like Trump was going to win the war. When it's a battle.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a battle. Because if he would have been able to do this and stay in office and show everybody the fraudulent election, okay? If we would have been able to have done that, it would have been a nice swap back on them. Okay. It would have been a nice counter move to show them that they can't have everything they want. And by the way, the deep state has fallen before. It's not like they're all powerful, okay? But it would have been, for most Americans that know what happened, it would have been a nice slap, wouldn't it have? It would have been a battle we would have won. But the war isn't won because, by the way, they're still going to put through vaccination laws. They're still going to do all of the stuff for transgender. They're still going to make people question whether there's more than two genders. They are still going to be in education. They are still going to raise your taxes. They are still going to spend trillions of dollars. They are still going to do all of this. So whether or not you get a SWAT in battle and you push them back a little bit and you show them that they can't always win has nothing to do with winning the war. But it's a great battle. It's a great battle. So when you ask me, do I have faith in Trump? Yeah, I had some faith. Actually, I really did. My gut said he'll swat him back. And he really did try. And there was some hope there for January 6th.
Yep.
There really was for me. I thought, well, good, maybe this will all come out in the objections.
But boy,
did they fold fast. And I don't know how many people knew about it because they ushered the people in. So there was no storming or invading.
No.
As much as McConnell wants to lie, there was none of that happening. So this is why I think we get caught up in looking at this like it was the war. And you know what? I hate to say this, but it's almost a blessing in some way that this didn't happen. Because otherwise, if we would have thought we would have won the war and wouldn't have looked at it like a little battle move, okay, then we become complacent again.
Would have went back to sleep.
We stop looking at all the stuff they're doing because we think someone out there is going to go take care of us. This is the level of dependency that we're in right now. Somebody else is going to do the hard work. Somebody else is going to go arrest people. Somebody else is going to go do this. Somebody else is going to be in charge. And we don't have to think and we don't have to do anything. We can sit back like a movie and watch popcorn and we can watch it all take place. This doesn't involve us. It doesn't involve the education of us. It doesn't give us anything that we need desperately, and that is to change our ways. So it wouldn't have taught us a thing. But now I tell you what. The ratings and talk radio go through the roof because everybody goes back to listen to what the hell's going on in this country.
Yeah.
And you know what? That doesn't actually make me thrilled, to tell you the truth. I really don't care what the ratings are. I know people don't believe that. I actually really don't. It's nice, but it doesn't mean everything to me because it means about talking about the truth. And the truth I have to deliver through the next 4 years is the insanity of what's going on and how not to have a meltdown over it. Because this is where we're at. It's the mental war for our mind. And this is going to be the most strenuous part of this. I would take the physicality war any day over what we're about to embark on.
Oh, yeah.
Because the mentality war is now in full-scale battle. And it is the war for your mind. And this is going to be the hardest thing we ever do in radio. Is get through this. And it's not just 4 years. It's until this ends at some point, which, you know, if you're God-fearing and you understand the scriptures, you know, right? There was only one way for this to go.
Of course.
We'd love to see the battles. I'd love to see a battle win in the favor against these whores, these disgusting evil people. I would love to see a battle ensue that swatted them back down on the ground. I would have loved that. But it didn't happen. For whatever reason, that did not happen. Could have. I think there's some power there and it could have, but it didn't. And that's okay. I'm not going to have a meltdown over it. It's all right. We move on to the war, to the bigger picture, right?
Next battle.
And the bigger picture. And this really is a big picture moment. And I just want to share that with all, because that's honestly how I feel. It really, truly is. Don't take the gene therapy shot. Don't feed into the nonsense of COVID. Stop wearing a mask. Stop giving them that. They love to see you show up in a mask. It believes your hook, line, and sinker, sheeple. Stop doing it. And you know what else? Let's get focused on the things we can do to help us get through this, because our perspective is going to be everything. Our perspective and how we deal with this is going to be everything, I think. And so we're going to need a lot of help with that, figuring out ways and angles and tactics. We've got to change up tactics. We got to do this differently. They're playing a different game than we are. They're playing demonize the Christian conservative. You want to play their game? Or do we go with a different one? I think we go with a different one.
Yep.
Anyway, we shall be back tomorrow by decree. Oh, I'm not talking about the inauguration. No way. I can't do it. I can't stomach it. I'll throw up in my mouth. I just cannot do it. Anyway, be faithful. Be fearless. Thank you, Uncle Milty.
Uh-huh.
Be back tomorrow. Everybody have a good night.